Folks out there, here's Scan.org back on the scene for today's program containing the David Suzuki mix from my perspective here in Eastern Australia, Nimbim, and also a little podcast poem for you folks out who share the enthusiasm of freedom in journalism. So stay tuned and have fun.
What we need to do is get a much greater sense of humility and say, gee, nature has had 4 billion years of experience. And in the process of 4 billion years of evolution, has evolved some amazing solutions to problems. Biomimicry. Maybe if we copied nature, tried to do it the way nature does, we've been around for 100,000 years. The usual length of time a species exists is 1 million, 1.5 million years. I think there's a very, very good chance that humans are going to go extinct, within the next hundred. We are on an unbelievably destructive path. Anyone in this room who's as old or older than me can tell you what the world was like when we were kids, and I can tell you it was a hell of a lot richer and different. And then we start just taking, you know, oh my God, look at these big animals. This bird can't fly. They're easy to catch, and we eat them. And what we do is we drive a lot of things out of existence. The degradation of the planet is very, very perceptible. The degradation of the planet is very, very perceptible.
Only two countries.
Industrialized countries have said, screw that, we're not paying attention. Screw that, we're not paying attention. The United States, and we know that Bush is an eco-terrorist, but we also have your prime minister. What he's doing now is committing a crime against future generations. Yes. But you re-elected him. He was re-elected. Said, I want to talk about that because you've got an eco-terrorist as your prime minister. What we need to do is get a much greater sense of humility and say, gee, nature has had 4 billion years of experience. And in the process of 4 billion years of evolution, has evolved some amazing solutions to problems. Maybe if we copied nature, tried to do it the way nature does, Dr. Howard is saying, you can't even meet that. I think it's absolutely shameful. And Mr. Howard is saying, you can't even meet that. I'm not an economist. I'm not an economist, but I've got a brain. Conventional economics that we now live within is a form of brain damage. Humans are going to go extinct within the next hundred. I think there's a very, very good chance they're going to go extinct within the next hundred.
Only two countries, industrialized countries, have said, screw that, we're not paying attention. And we know that Bush is an eco-terrorist, but we also have your prime minister now. What he's doing now is committing a crime against future generations.
Maybe if we copied nature, tried to do it the way nature does, I think, you know, if you want to talk about that seriously, get rid of this government, right? Then get rid of this government.
Get rid of this government.
Maybe if we copied nature, tried to do it the way nature does, you know, if you want to talk about that seriously, get rid of this government, right?
This government, right?
You know, if you want to talk about...
When the real story is stuck between you and the editor. Lousy phone talk back, dumpings, no letter to the paper makes it ever through to print. When lateral thinking and common sense cannot penetrate the fog of public spin and bigotry. In short, when the simple man wants to speak out and has no soapbox to stand on, when the unthinkable needs to be thought about, when the unprintable needs a new cast. Cast out your net and code the world of MP3 so free. From pot to pot we dive with the dolphins around CNN, Fox, IOL, Disney, freely debating and watching with satisfaction the polymorph subverting the dominant monolith. The wheels are coming off the neo-Bitcoin bandwagon, rats jumping off high offices, ministerial positions, industry posts are left. Neocon ideology, externalizing the living world.
Dad, I think we lost the wheel, we got guns stuck.
Shut up, son, spread more freedom. It is time to cast your net and get the coolest pods. Okay, folks, that's today's contribution. Stay on the low-carbon, high-creative vibe, avoid TV, Max and Coke, and look out for more pods on nimbimradiomedia.libsyn.com. Meanwhile, I keep the scan.org sensors calibrated for future podcast adventures. Bye for now, but not forever.